Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Recently I was seeking the Lord and felt like he spoke to me, sound an alarm. And immediately went to scripture, which is what I always do, and thought of where it talks about, immediately thought of the book of Joel, chapter 2. And as we go there, we see that it says in Joel chapter 2, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Whenever the Lord gave this to me, again, I went to scripture and saw where it talks about this here, about sounding an alarm in the scripture. And of course it does right here in Joel chapter 2. And I also thought to myself that it's right there in Joel where we see the scripture later on in verse 15 of chapter 2, where it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. In chapter 1 of Joel, verse 14, it says, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. So that was a something that the Lord had spoke to me a while back as well, and did a message on it the next day. And then also it was one of the scriptures I put in a combination of scriptures in a message I put together just a little while back, talking about other things that the Lord had spoken to me that I had put together in single messages. And one of those was, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting, and how also the Lord had led me to Isaiah 47, talking about the daughter of Babylon. Of course, we know that Babylon in the scripture, if we look at it in Revelation 18, in 1 hour it is judged. In 1 hour, all great riches come to naught. So, you know, it thinks that it sits as a queen, and will see no sorrow, but in 1 hour, judgment comes. So I feel like the Lord is saying to do just what I felt like the Lord said, and that is to sound the alarm. We're to sound an alarm, and we're to call a solemn assembly because this nation is weighed in the balance and found wanting. And we're soon going to see great trouble and great tribulation come, and that we need to be preparing ourselves and preparing our hearts for the days that we're in, for the days that are upon us, and for the days that are coming. You know, I've been sounding the alarm for many years that hard times were coming, and we've seen some hard times. You know, I feel that the Lord is saying, we need to be in prayer, that the corporate body of Christ needs to be seeking the face of the Lord, needs to be calling the solemn assembly and coming before him in somberness, in a solemn way, coming before him, weeping and interceding and praying and seeking his face, and that praying and asking for mercy, and that he would lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil, and that he would give us the strength to stand in the days ahead, that he would give us the strength to stand no matter what comes, whether it be World War III, which we see is a very, very strong possibility with the things going on in the Middle East and Israel and all that, whether it be World War III, whether it be this nation getting attacked or what have you, persecution coming out full-fledged, or what could be all of it coming together and as repercussions of one thing after the other. So I feel like the Lord is saying, you know, grab hold of him and, you know, seek his face. And that the corporate body of Christ, that we the people of God really need to becoming before him in prayer in the solemn assembly, as you know, as we see and prepare ourselves for the times that are coming. And hard times are coming. Hard times have been here. Hard times are coming. Trouble and tribulation is coming. We need to be seeking the face of the Lord. So I wanted to just get this message out and sound the alarm. So be blessed in the Lord. I pray you'll be blessed and take this to prayer. And as we come together seeking his face, as we need to draw nigh to God, that he would draw nigh to us. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.